It's been a long, slow slog to recovery for Haiti since its devastating earthquake nearly 4 years ago. Thousands are still living in provisional housing made of tarps, plywood, and corrugated metal. But as Amy Bracken reports, lodging is being created, just not necessarily what you'd expect.
On a hill above Port-au-Prince in the suburb of Pétionville, there are some dramatic signs of change. Scaffolding and new construction towering over the town. Haiti is experiencing a building boom in luxury hotels. And to step into their lobbies is to beam into an entirely different reality. Doormen greet me at the Royal Oasis. It's been marketed as Haiti's first five-star hotel. The manager shows me a suite.
Whoa. So this is a suite. So you see, you have two TVs in this one.
Two televisions and a dramatic view of the mountains and the neighborhood below.
What is that white thing down there, do you know?
It is the Rancho.
The El Rancho is another luxury hotel, an old, long-closed hotel rebuilt and expanded under new ownership. With fountains and a pool, it looks like a whitewashed Arabian estate. The place has just had a soft opening, the suites with cocktail party-sized balconies on special at $400 a night. And then there's the Best Western Premier. There's a bar at one end of the lobby and a spa at the other, where you can indulge in luxurious body treatments.
We have waxing, and I love the Happy Feet, the reflexology.
This is the first American hotel chain to operate in Haiti in 15 years, soon to be followed by a Marriott and a Hilton, which raises one obvious question. Why all these hotels?
After the earthquake, we have so many people coming to work in Haiti, and there was no room.
No room, says Kesner Farrell. He's a Haitian economist and investor in the Oasis. But it's not just consumer demand driving this hotel building spree. Foundations and the government have been encouraging it as a way for Haiti to develop economically. Former U.S. Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton got involved through their foundations, investing millions and facilitating deals. And why are they doing it? Because they think it will help Haiti, as Clinton would say, build back better. Sasha Perez is Best Western sales manager in Haiti.
Many people, many investors wanted to not only change the image of Haiti, but really wanted Haiti to progress and be visible on the map. And the only way we can do that is to build hotels so we could attract more people to come to invest.
In other words, luxury hotels send a message.
Haiti is open for business.
Those aren't just Perez's words. They become something of a slogan for post-quake Haiti. The current Haitian government provides incentives, like tax breaks, for new hotels. Leaders say investing in the hotels is good for regular Haitians, that the economic benefits will trickle down. But in the very poor neighborhoods that surround the hotels, not all of the residents are happy about this kind of development.
Have these big investments improved our living conditions through job creation? We say no.
Choisy Silom is a community leader in Jalousie, a neighborhood with a view of several of the new hotels.
The government has a responsibility to provide us with the necessities, such as drinking water, and I still don't see how our problem accessing drinking water is being addressed.
But the government says it has big urban renewal plans for Jalousie, including addressing its water problems. In the meantime, it says, the economic activity spurred by the hotels is exactly what the country needs for long-term development. Whatever the broader effect of the hotels on Haiti's economy, another question remains. Will they succeed as businesses? That will depend not just on business clients, but on Haiti's diaspora, a population with a variety of reasons for coming back. One hotel guest I meet at the Oasis, a Haitian-American fashion designer named Diane Danier, comes to Haiti every year to perform charitable work. And when she comes, she needs certain amenities to stay connected with her busy life in the U.S.
I need to be able to be online and Wi-Fi in the whole nine yards, so that's one thing about Oasis that I love, because I can be in my bed and on the computer.
In order to keep drawing people like Danier, hotel owners are banking on Haiti maintaining its current state of relative stability. And if that stability doesn't last, well, hotels in Haiti also do well in hard times, filling up with security and aid workers and such. So if there's another major disaster or period of civil unrest, those guests might be in the uncomfortable or very comfortable position of living large while they serve the needy. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Pétionville, Haiti.